Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen? It's a generation. Embrace it. Come on, tell him.
Here I am. Here I am.
Come on, tell me one more time.
I
given yourself away. If you want God to use you, you've got to give yourself away. That means you got to turn down some of the temptations of the world and just give yourself away. Hallelujah. I just want to give myself away. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to just come together once again and just give ourselves away. And just let the world fade away right now, right now, right now. Whatever's going on, just put it aside for a minute. Just give me a few minutes. Come gather with me. Together, let's just take out time just to lay it all down and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you, Jesus. I come to the throne, Jesus, and say thank you. I have praise, hallelujah, in my mouth, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for bringing us together. And dear Father, may I decrease now and speak individual words right now. Heal individual bodies right now. Heal individual mindsets right now. Be the watchguard over what is allowed to set and dwell in our minds right now, in the name of Jesus. Clear eyesight right now, hallelujah. Let them see things clearer than they've ever saw it before. Clear right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Focus them in on you and seek you first and your righteousness. Hallelujah, that they may go down your pathway. Hallelujah, that they cannot be distracted for all of the different things that's going on the right and to the left. But if we just keep our eyes focused on you, hallelujah, use me, Jesus. Use me, dear Father. Use me as your vessel, dear Father. Break down some barriers right now, Jesus. Mothers and daughters, right now, break down some barriers. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Use me right now. Use my life as an example right now, Jesus, right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Come on, sister, receive it right now. Right now. Fathers and sons, right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now is where we need you, right now. Hallelujah, right now. Said, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Right now, Jesus, right now. Standing in the need of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power. Right now, Father. You're right now, God. You're right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deliverance, dear Father, is all in your hands. We need your power right now, Jesus. Comfort is right in your hands, and we need your comfort, Jesus, right now. And if you don't answer us right now, hallelujah, we don't know which way to turn. What else would we do? We have nowhere else to turn. But I thank God that your word said that you would never leave us and you would never forsake us and that you would always be there and you would surround us with your love. And whenever it feels like it's too much for us, we're not built to carry on this thing. We're supposed to lay it down at the altar. Give it to you. Because not only did you give your life for us, but you came off of that cross and you went to hell and took the keys from the devil and you took the sting out of death. And you showed us how it is to be. You rose again, and I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father. Oh, I thank you. I come with thanksgiving. Oh, dear Father, does anybody want to go behind the veil right now? Behind the veil. Step into the inner court. Receive our praise and our thanksgiving. Hallelujah. For the day is coming when we cannot cry out any longer. The day is coming. We thank you, Jesus, for preparing our hearts and our minds and our spirits and our souls. May we receive your what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sisters and brothers, Hallelujah. Sinners and saints alike, God is real. God is real. And God is coming back for his own. His return is on the way. God is coming back. And it doesn't really matter at this point in your life whether you believe in Buddha, Muhammad, or Jesus Christ, whether you believe him or not. He doesn't change his mind. It doesn't change his plans. And it doesn't change your direction of where you're going when this world is over. Your life is going to end. It may be tonight and it may be tomorrow. It may be 20 years from now, but the life that you have will end. Whether you believe in Jesus Christ, whether you believe his word or not, he doesn't change his mind. Your destiny is being planned right now by the life you're living. Won't you turn around and give your life to God? Won't you take out a few moments and just listen to the word of the Lord? Will you just open up your mind just for a few seconds and say, God, I'm a sinner, but I give my life to you right now. I just want to give myself over to you. For the next few minutes, I just want to hear what it is that you have to say in my life towards my situation. If you are who you say you are, speak to me. Speak in my situation. Let me not hear the evangelist right now. Let me hear you. Use your evangelist as a vessel to talk to me. And I promise you, he will do it. Won't he do it? He will do it. You need a comforter? Give him some time. Give yourself over to him right now. I'm telling you, he will do it. He wants to be there for you. He's just waiting patiently in line. As you go to the left, as you move to the right, he's waiting patiently in line for you. Don't get caught and your time be up and you never turn to seek the only one who's waiting patiently for you, the only one who will love you unconditionally, the only one who will forgive you of all of your sins. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you. Why wait another moment? Why wait another day? Won't you give yourself to the Lord? Repent of your sins. Repentance. You can't get around it. You must repent of your sin. Hallelujah. And for God to use you, after you repent, you must totally give yourself away. Totally. That means that before you make up your mind to make these decisions, you've got to pray about them. You've got to talk to your Creator about them. Which way to go? Before you fly off the handle, start cursing out your child. Before you yell and make your child do something that you won't do. Before you go in there and put your hands on that spouse, you need to go in prayer. God, I'm angry right now. I come to you for control over my anger. Before you trying to force that person to stay in your life, you need to say, this is a separation. Teach me to deal with this. Show me, give me what I need to make it through this. Hallelujah. And then some of us, you need to forgive yourself once God has forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself. You don't like you. So why are you so upset that no one else can be around you? That no one else can understand you? You don't like you. You need to set yourself as an example by giving yourself to God. Repent of your sins. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, why must I repent? Let's just read a little bit. God bless. Oh, God bless. Thank. I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you right now for all of those who won't take our time to thank you. But the day is coming. Seek him while you can. The day is coming. Look around you. Look around you. I just heard for the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, it was actually, they had refused some of the commercials because the commercials was going to be quoting scriptures. And they said they didn't want that to be the last thing in somebody's mind. The scripture. Hallelujah. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So they refused that one. They told him, no, we can't play yours. We don't want your money. Your money's no good for us. You can't buy us a spot here. Not with that commercial. But all the alcohol and all the sexual, all of that, come right on in. Come right on in. We have a space for you. We want that to be the last thing in people's minds all over the world. Oh, I come to tell you, the day is coming. The day is coming. The day is coming. Just a little bit. Just leading what God has us to lead. Second Timothy and 3. It talks about, it says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. See if you recognize any of these times. Men will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, and they're just, it doesn't matter now if you blaspheme at all. It doesn't matter. Said they will be disobedient to their parents. Anything sounding familiar to you now? Unthankful. You can do all and all and all and still unthankful. Unholy. Come on, you guys. You know this is where we're at. Unloving. Pick up your word. Join in with me. 2 Timothy. Starting at chapter 3. We're at verse 3 now. Unloving. Unforgiving. Slanderous. Without self-control. How many people do you see with no self-control? Brutal. Despisers of good. Anytime you're trying to do something good, you're trying to bring the word in your home, they turn on something opposite, right against it. They will start making up noise to try to do anything to corrupt the word. You try to have your study time. That spouse comes out of nowhere and wants to argue about something. The children wants to start crying. Someone knocks on the door. The phone starts to ring because the enemy is doing anything he can, using anyone he will, to try to interfere you from getting the word of God, to try to block what he's trying to put and instill in your spirit. He will do anything he can to try to block your spirit from matching with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Because he knows if you get a touch, he knows that if you hear the word, tonight could be the night that you come up out of that crack house. Tonight could be the last night that you worry about that news that the doctor gave you. And you just say, I give myself to God. I give myself away. And I believe that his word, it said that by his stripes, I'm healed. He shed his blood that I may be healed. And whether on this side or the other side, I've decided I'm not going to worry about it anymore. But I give myself away. I'm going to repent of my sins. And I'm going to give myself away. Hallelujah. It said the people will be traitors, headstrong. That's what people are. You can't tell them anything. They don't want you to tell them anything. They don't want to learn from you. Why are so many of our elderly people just being abused and thrown away into homes And you know what? Because we have so many headstrong people now. They don't know it, and they don't want you to tell it to them. They just want to run into walls by themselves. Let me just do it myself and make mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. Hear me from the Spirit. But it goes beyond you just making everyday mistakes to you just doing nothing because you don't want to listen to nobody. No one can tell you nothing, but you want to be a leader. You want to be the head of your household. So our elderly people have just been thrown aside. No one values what they have to say. No one values what they've lived, the life that they've lived. No one values that all of the experiences that they could give you right now, that could turn you around, that could set you free, that could make life easier for you. But no one is caring about that. So they'll be hasty. Don't care about snapping off in a minute, telling somebody off in a minute. And it goes from the head down to the bottom. Little kids snapping at every little thing. It doesn't matter what the situation. You can't make a mistake anymore. Because they're all over you. So we'll be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. How many times do you look now? You know someone. I know someone. Who would rather have that drink, that extra drink, just to have the pleasure of that temporary high, that temporary buzz? They said, but I'm not drunk, I'm just buzz driving. Would rather do that than to say, you know what, tonight is my night, God, is just me and you. I just want to be in prayer right now instead of going to the bar. Instead of having that drink, I just want to rush home and get into the prayer. I just want to be with you. But we got it on our minds before we get there. I can't wait to get into that adulterous affair. I know I'm taking a chance that I might lose my husband. I might lose my wife. I may lose my kids. Ah, but just that pleasure, lover of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power of God. So they have a form of godliness. They may walk with a Bible. They may talk and say that, you know what, no, I'm a Christian, but they never even have dedicated their lives to God. They never took any steps to actually be a Christian. They definitely haven't been into fellowship, church. They say, I don't have to go to church. So what are you doing? Fellowshipping with yourself? An idle mind is the devil's workshop. And as you've heard me say many times, he don't mind you closing yourself in a room reading your Bible. As long as you don't start living the word, how will you hear unless there are preachers? If you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that we should, and from such people we should turn away. Hallelujah. We need to make ourselves in the other direction until we're strong enough to come back and help someone in those areas. They have a form of godliness. They stand in a pulpit, but they're preaching their word, not God's word. They stand in a pulpit, and they twist the word to fit them. So they can say, well, my lifestyle, yes, I'm a man, and I have a man partner. Yes, I'm a woman, and I consider myself a lesbian. Yes, God has a place for me. Yes, God is still talking to me. God still wants me to be a minister out here in the world. He wants me to minister his word. Like I hear a lot of people say in that lifestyle. That was in the old days. God is not against homosexuality now. It's too many people like that now. The word changes. In other words, and he's wishy-washy. They're saying that the Bible is not true. Because if you believe the beginning, you should believe every word in between all the way to the end. And it says that God cannot lie. It says that God doesn't change his mind. So you're saying that because you have changed and the people of the world have decided to change out, then now that it's okay. It's a new world. God is looking at the new times, with old times. Ain't nothing you doing no different than it was back in the same days and time when he condemned it then, he condemns it now. The lies that you're running around telling, just because you now are a professional liar, just because now that you feel like that you've moved the ladder now, and you are even more powerful people, God still doesn't accept it. It's still not in his will. Hallelujah. The word said, you must repent. You must repent. Let's take some repentance verses. Let's look at some. You open your word. You can look at it. Don't just take my word. Open your word. So the word says, I will... Well, let's go. Before we go to Isaiah, we're going to touch on a little bit of that, too, as far as we promised in our last broadcast that we would. But quickly, let's go over here and look under our repentance, and let's just start with Hebrews 6. And in Hebrews 6, let's just start with the first 5, though. I want to start with 5. And we'll work our way to it. Let's start with 5 in Hebrews. Now, this is the New Testament. And we're again in chapter 6. And then we're going to start with 5, and we're going to read through chapter 6. And it reads, well, we'll start with 6. 6 says, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance. So if you fall away from wherever it was that you were, you say, I've backslid. You say, I wasn't today what I should have been. The word said, if they fall away, renew them again. Become brand new. New mercies when you repent. Repentance. You must repent. You must come before the Lord. You said, but God knows it all. And God hears it all, too. And he sees it all. And he wants to hear you come before him with repentance. You can see your child and they do something. And after a while, you know that they're sorry. You can see it all over their face. But you need, it's important that that child comes and speak the words and let you know, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry, mommy, for doing this. This is where we're at. I'm sorry, Daddy, for lying. I'm sorry for misleading. I'm sorry that my word wasn't my word. We must repent. We must repent. Let's look at 2 Peter 3 and 9. Again, it's 2 Peter, and we're going to do 3 and 9. And then we'll get over to our Timothy as promised. 2 Peter, if you're in Hebrews, where we was at, just go down the street, make a right, and keep going. 1 Peter, go down to the next light, and you should have 2 Peter. 2 Peter, we're going to go to the last book it is, 3, and then starting at verse 9. It says, I love this, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So that tells me that concerning me, he will uphold his promise. He will do his part because he does not want any of us to not be with him. And so he gives us an out. We must repent. He said that all should come to repentance. We must repent. We must repent, sisters and brothers. We must repent. Let's go to one more verse, and we're going to move and get you into another direction. Just one more verse here. Then we're going to get you into where you give you your opportunity to repent. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go ahead and do the first, 2 Timothy 2:25. 2 Timothy, verse 2, chapter 2, verse 25. And it says, again, we're in 1 Timothy, and so we were just in 2 Peter, so now we're just going to go in reverse, turn around, let's go back to the left, and go back until we run into Peter. We're going to pass Hebrew this time, and once you get to Titus, you know your next door. Go to the left from Titus, and you're at 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2 and 25, it says, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. Correcting those who are in opposition. So you can't fight against correction. You must be corrected. You must listen. It says, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. You know what? You sitting there with all that anger in your heart, with all the anger in your heart, you think that you're hurting somebody. Do you understand that you're trapped in a snare by the devil? Do you understand that you have been taken captive by the devil? And do you understand that you are doing his will? You're doing his will. You're doing his will by not forgiving. You're doing his will by not going to church because you're mad at something that somebody said. Do you understand? You're doing his will every time that he tells you to go to the right and you go to the left. You are being held captive. And you're the first one to yell, I'm grown. I live life the way I want to. This is my life. You only have one life, and I'm going to live my life. Well, where are you living it at? Trapped in a box, trapped in a room, trapped in your mind. Because you are being held captive. You're trapped in a snare. And in order for you to escape the snare, God has gave you an out. God has left a door there just for you. He has an out for you. You got to be willing to be corrected. It says if God perhaps will grant them repentance, he will give you an opportunity to repent of your sins so that they may know the truth. When you repent of your sins, he's going to reveal truth to you. Right now with the sins, it blocks the truth. You can't see nothing but you. You can't see exactly what's going on. But when you repent of your sin, he said, I will reveal something to you, the truth, so that you may know the truth and that they may come to their senses. And then And only then are you going to be able to escape from the snares of the enemy. Then and only then will you be able to be set free from captivity. And you can do God's will instead of the will of the enemy. But you say, it's just too deep. I've been like this all my life. All of my life. Take this part of life. Give yourself away. And let God use you. Because we've looked around now. And we see the things of the world. We see that we already have in the last days. We already see those things are right here. Hallelujah. It says, again, that we should what? Turn from those people. 2 Timothy 3 and 6 tells us, for of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, creeping in the back door at nighttime, telling you that you are the love of my life, creeping in the space there, the office there, at work, because things, you know, is not going right at home, and he and the wife is definitely getting a divorce, creeping into your household as you're out there sleeping with another man and you, the husband, coming home and now sleeping with your wife. Someone else, you're allowing someone to creep into your life, into the lives of the destiny of your kids by the choices that you are, because you are a lover of pleasure rather than a lover of God. Come on now. Don't get mad at me. This is the word. Do a self-examination of yourself. You see, when it feels good to me, God is not going to be mad at me because I love this person. I'm just loving someone. Can you see, though, take a moment just to open your eyes and look at how the enemy is taking a pure thing as love and turning your love into destruction. Because you're destructing right before your eyes. And you can try to build yourself up on a tower. Nothing is ever going to go right. You must repent of your sins. And until you repent of your sins, you're not going to ever see the truth of this thing. You'll always be behind this shadow of darkness, behind this shadow of being misled. You'll always be the one that says, it's just me picking on me. You would think that you're the gullible one, and in a sense you are. You're the gullible one who's been trapped in the snares of the enemy. You are being held captive. And I know you fight harder and harder each and every day. I see you flying your flags and your banners, and I see you. You're doing whatever you can. But God is still not changing just because of you. And he's still willing to set you free out of your captivity. Hallelujah. Out of your own lust. Verse 7 says that